As we read last Sunday, Jesus used the parable of the Good Samaritan to show how we would love our neighbor, and how he uses the story of two sisters today, Martha and Mary, to illustrate how we should love God. Today's Holy Gospel reading takes place in the village of Bethany. Now, where's Bethany? Well, Bethany is located just outside of Jerusalem on the other side of the Mount of Olives. Martha lived with her sister, Mary, and their later-to-be-famous brother, Lazarus. Here in their home, Jesus and his disciples sit down, getting away from the crowds. Jesus is among friends. He's going to be able to just relax and let his hair down in a place that apparently he'd been many times. Both sisters are delighted to see Jesus, but they express their enthusiasm in very different ways. You know, all people are different. Some are active, some are always on the go, never able to sit still, while others are more contemplative, willing to sit back and think things through. Martha is very activity-oriented. She really is on the go. Her sister, Mary, appears to be more contemplative in nature. Her sister Mary appeared to be able to sit down, take the time to listen to what Jesus has to say. And quite often, we've contrasted Martha and Mary as though each Christian should make a choice, either to be a worker bee like Martha or a worshiper like Mary. But in doing so, I think we miss the point. The Lord wants each one of us to imitate Mary in our worship and Martha in our work. And then we have to try to find and achieve a delicate balance in both. Mary's very content to sit at Jesus' feet, soaking up the word and not do anything, as her big sister Martha was looking around at all the guests that were there, and she saw the need to prepare a meal. Martha was obviously a great hostess. She got up and began to prepare food for Jesus and all those who were there with them. Martha looked and said to herself, "What a privilege to prepare a meal for the Master." Mary, on the other hand, would have said, "What a privilege to sit at the feet of our Lord and Master." So let me ask you, is one right and the other wrong? The answer to that is no. I truly believe duty and devotion are both necessary, but there has to be a balance. We can all relate to people who drop in at a moment's notice unannounced. You ever had that happen? The doorbell rings and it's like, who the heck is that? Oh my goodness, what do I have to serve? Right? We've all been through that. Well, you can see why Martha's feeling more and more frustrated. Verse 40 of today's Holy Gospel tells us, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made." Martha wanted to hear Jesus herself too. She wanted to be there. She wanted to be seated at his feet as well, but she was pulled away by what she considered her duties. Worrying about the meal robbed her of the joy of her service to the Lord. We're to be serious about what we're called to do, but not to the point that we overestimate its importance. The problem was not in the work that Martha was doing. It was in the attitude that became the problem. Martha's problem was one of balance between going and doing and sitting and listening. The difference between Martha and Mary is not that one served and the other didn't, but one served out of duty and the other served out of devotion. In today's day and age, if we're busy, we're important. If we're not busy, we're just too embarrassed to admit it. I really believe that Martha wanted to honor Jesus, and I believe that she began her work with the right attitude. Martha, the harder she worked, the more upset she became. And some people burn out in service. But Martha was burned up in hers. It's bad enough to have everything to do, but it was even worse that we can think of someone who could have offered to help but didn't. Tension and frustration mount when we're performing the wrong task or trying to cram too many of the right activities into a given period. Then we develop a critical spirit, and we begin to judge and condemn others for what they do or don't do. We can all be guilty of this at some time or another. In the second part of verse 40, Martha finally exploded, and she comes boiling out of the kitchen, red-faced and furious, and says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Martha doesn't even call her sister by name. She probably tried everything she could to think to attract Mary's attention and tried to signal her, but she needed help. Have you ever tried to signal somebody to get their attention and they're just looking every which way but at you, and you're going, "Come on," and they're just not listening? Being in a situation at a dinner table and you tried to get somebody's attention to get them to go along with you, and then they respond, "Why are you kicking me under the table?" We have a situation like that in this text, but Martha can't get Mary's attention. She even gets more irritated when Mary ignored her and spent more attention at watching the feet of Jesus. And that meant everything to her at that point. No one can force someone to be devout. It's a voluntary decision. Martha was so peeved and angry at Mary for being so selfish, and she was angry at Jesus for allowing this to go on. Notice that Martha addressed her irritation to Jesus, as I said. You have to admit, she's got a lot of chutzpah, or if you call it brass, to be doing this. Martha is accusing Jesus of not caring for her, because she thought that if Jesus really cared for her, he would tell Mary to get up and help her. Can you imagine that her blood pressure was going up and up and up? And whenever our service causes us to criticize others and pity ourselves because we feel overworked, we better take time to examine our priority in our life. It's interesting how Martha connects Jesus' care for her with his willingness to tell Mary to get busy with helping her. Martha thought that she knew how Jesus could demonstrate his care for her. It makes you wonder, do we ever accuse God of not caring for us because we've already decided what his care for us should look like? Part of Martha's problem was that she worried too much about what others were doing. And it all boiled down to the fact that Martha wanted to force Mary to serve Christ her way. In verse 41 and 42, Jesus responds to Martha, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better and will not be taken away from her." Jesus shows great tenderness in not rebuking her for preparing for him and the other guests, and he's not rejecting Martha's attempt to serve him. Martha's problem was that she gave too much importance to it. Today we have to be careful that we don't let the necessary things that must be done get out of balance and distort our lives. The core of Martha's problem is that she was trying to impose her value system on Mary. It's either my way or the highway. Ever run into that? Jesus didn't tell Martha to do what Mary was doing, but it was Martha's attitude that needed correction. And that's why he said, "Martha, Martha." Martha's work was both good and necessary, but the truth is that as believers, we need to cultivate both the Martha and the Mary in each of us. And that becomes a delicate balance. Unless we take the time to spend time with Jesus, personally and privately, we'll soon end up like Martha, busy, but not blessed. Martha was not wrong, and neither was Mary. It's a case of where one did good and the other did better. Our life is learning to balance duty and devotion. Sitting without serving is powerless. Serving without sitting is directionless. Serving after sitting produces power and balance, a delicate balance. In the Gospel of John, we meet Martha and Mary once again after their brother Lazarus has died. He'd been in the tomb 3 days. Jesus arrived and was seeking to comfort her, and he told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Her response is one of the greatest confessions of all time. For Martha replies, "Yes, Lord." She told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." She evidently had overcome her tendency to be distracted long enough and sat at the feet of Jesus enough to grow into a woman of profound faith. Well, I pray that the Lord would bless each one of us with a desire to serve and the devotion to worship in a blessed, delicate balance that would serve and honor God and draw us closer into his presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.